for tuning in to Eyes Open with Tony Brown on your community strong, community aware station, 88.1 FM KAYT. Eyes Open with Tony Brown airs daily, Monday through Friday. If you have a topic you would like to discuss or an upcoming event you want mentioned on the air, send your emails to eyesopentbrown@yahoo.com or fax your request to the KAYT studios at 318-487-0909 or write to us at Eyes Open, care of KAYT Radio, 88.1-5003 Masonic Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302.
The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. It's a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all on this Christmas Day, December 25th. Well, everybody, if you're just joining the OPT network this morning, you know, if you're just waking up to Christmas morning, D.C., it is wet outside. Rainy weather. And as we were traveling in, not very many people on the streets, on the highways at all. Everyone is nestled in getting ready for Christmas. I'm sure kids have been up since the crack of dawn opening presents. We hope that your family is all together on this Christmas day, really giving thanks for Jesus being the reason for the season. And you know what? Yesterday we said it. Today we'll say it again. We're more than honored to be with you on this Christmas Eve, Christmas, December 25th. You know, yesterday was Christmas Eve, and we were scurrying around like everybody else and went home and relaxed and got up only to do it another day to be here with you on Christmas. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:44 a.m., and we could not be more excited about spending our Christmas morning, the first part of our Christmas morning, with you. And you know, we want to just tell people that just because it's Christmas, there are still those forces that will work against you to try to ruin your day. And so if you're getting your morning started and you're kind of having a tough start, this is what I want to say to you. Shake the bugs out. Shake yourself loose. And say to those things in the universe that would try to prevent you from having an incredible day that it's not going to happen. Hopefully, you're in a setting that is surrounded by family and friends and people that you love to spend this glorious day giving thanks for Jesus being the reason for the season. I know that we are, and we're happy to be here this morning, grateful. And so this morning, as we were driving in and as we were getting ready for the show, just really, really, DC, giving a sense of gratitude, a sense of thankfulness, not just about life, but about all of the things that have transpired over the last year that have just really gave us a sense of gratitude, a sense of understanding of who God is and who we are because we have Him in our lives. And you know, when you look at the year coming to an end and we're wrapping up 2012, we're starting a new year. When you look back on the year, even those things that seem to come against you, even those things that try to stop you, what we've realized is that those are things, too, that we've got to be grateful for, DC, because they have been those things that have propelled us to keep moving forward, to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep striving.
Absolutely.
And so this morning we want to encourage people, and DC stepped out of the room, and I was telling people, DC, that sometimes even on Christmas Day, things will happen to kind of throw your day off.
Yes, it will.
And so you cannot be moved by that, because I am telling you, the enemy was working hard this morning to try to throw our morning off. But you know what? We said, nevertheless, we will endure. We will be here. I don't know if you guys heard the weather this morning. It was absolutely lightning and raining. And, you know, all sorts of things just tried to come to shake us up. But you know what? It is a Merry Christmas.
It absolutely is. And what's going on out there today, Carlette?
I don't know.
What's happening with the folks at Christmas time?
Merry Christmas. Not too much traffic
from
on the road.
From the OPT Network. Yes, we're in the house this morning, Mother.
Absolutely, we're in the house.
Let's wake them up.
Absolutely. We need to wake them up. People need to. I think people are up. People are getting.
Oh, they're up, man. I wonder if they're out there right now, if they're like us, you know, because we're going to do the gift opening once we get together with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And did you give me a gift?
Did you give me a gift?
Yes, I did.
And you know what? It's wonderful for those people who did get gifts. But, you know, it can't be all about the gifts.
It can't be all about the gifts.
You know, if you're together with your family and
right.
Everyone is safe.
Absolutely.
And your kids are happy. And
family from all around the country in visiting with you.
Absolutely.
You know, you're just having a nice, cozy time. You know, you got your family around. The kids are popping open those presents.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've been up since early this morning.
Uh-huh.
The house smells like good food. You know, anybody else's house you go to, it smells like good food. It's
mm-hmm.
like, man, it is just a wonderful time to be alive.
Absolutely. And you know what? It is the smell of Christmas that really electrifies and intensifies our senses, that when you walk into pretty much every home USA, there is a smell of Christmas and hopefully a feeling of gratitude and thankfulness for being here, to be alive, to see another Christmas. And I'll tell you, my Christmas morning started off really, really cool when we all popped up this morning. DC and I were up really early because we get up early anyway, and the weather had us up even a little bit earlier. And the first thing that young Deuce Christmas did this morning was he came and gave me a big hug, and he said, "Merry Christmas, Mom." He said, "I am grateful to be spending Christmas with both of my parents." And you know, for me, that was absolutely priceless, because just when you think your kids don't get it, you realize, okay, maybe somewhere along the lines, they are getting it. And if I haven't said it one time, I don't know how many times I've said it. Teaching our kids gratitude is really, really important. And it's not about the number and the magnitude and the money that we spend at Christmas. It's about being together teaching our kids. And as we teach our kids, as we have those teachable moments with our kids, I don't know about you, but we learn even more ourselves through the eyes of our children. We learn that gratitude is something that has to be taught, that it is not just a given. And so this morning, I hope that as you're waking up and you're getting your morning started with us, DC, that people will begin to express that love
absolutely
for each other.
Absolutely. If you're at your, if, and we know you are, you know, with your loved ones, mm-hmm. tell them that you love them, you know, give them a big hug and a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that God loves them. We love them. And let's just love each other today.
Absolutely.
It's a lovely day.
It
the
is.
The rain does not stop it from being a lovely day.
Absolutely not. It's one of those days that you kind of just want to roll over. But, you know, we hope that people will roll out and get their morning, get their Christmas morning started with love, and know that no matter what the weather denotes, that it is a lovely day, that today is the day that the Lord has made. And we hope that you all are doing what we're doing, and that is rejoicing in it, being grateful for all of those things that you have, and not looking at what you don't have, but looking at what you do have. And all too often, we talk about those people that are missing in our lives, and we say, I wish I would have said I love you to that person. I wish I would have articulated that. Well, you know what? Christmas is a time to do just that, DC.
Yes, it is. And I'm just sitting here looking at the weather forecast. Looks like it's going to be one of those all-day sort of rains,
mm-hmm.
kind of start and stops. They're saying it's a 90% chance of rain, and the wind is going to be shifting. So it's just going to be a wet day. This is going to be one of those wet Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to let it stop us from having a merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, in this day and age of high technology, you know, the weather doesn't stop anything.
Absolutely. And you know what? What it's going to promote is it's going to promote togetherness.
Absolutely. Indoors.
Indoor togetherness. So everybody will be inside. Kids are, probably many kids have already opened up their gifts. And Deuce was wondering if we could open gifts last night because he knew we were working this morning. But most kids are eager to get those gifts open, and even adults. But it will promote people being indoors and really hopefully loving on each other. And really appreciating each other.
Absolutely.
And it's a time of the year, DC, where we put everything aside, all of our differences, all of our indifferences, and we come together and just love each other.
Yeah.
I love it. Merry Christmas to you from the official OPT Network.
Yeah. We're going to be here. Until 9 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Spending Christmas with you, Central Louisiana, Monroe, Shreveport, wherever you are in the listening audience. The OPT Network is here.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning to the Twin Cities, Alexandria, and Pineville as well, and all of those who have joined the OPT Network this morning. We wish you a very, very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards I hear. My world is filled with cheer and joy. And as I look around, your eyes outshine the time of year. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be very special Christmas.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Cela Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Cela Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Cela Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Cela Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is Dr. Gary Jones from Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, better known as LACBT. Now I would like to wish everyone in the listening audience from On Point Talk a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season.
Welcome back, everybody, to a very Merry Christmas this December 25th. If you're just getting up, getting your morning started, DC, it's only about 3 minutes after 8.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
But it is a very Merry Christmas, although a very wet Christmas. And as we were sitting and considering this morning's show and this morning's conversation, we were thinking about happiness and what that really means. And if people are really connected to what makes them happy, DC, and where to really find happiness, if it can be found at all. And sometimes people put happiness into categories. They're happy if they get what their heart's desired. They're happy if they have material things, you know, but real happiness, that deep sense of just peace and happiness, regardless to whether you have or, you know, Paul said, you know, and he's learned to abase and to abound in whatever state to be content.
Joyous, happy, and free.
Absolutely.
That's all we can ask for.
Joyous, happy, and free. And one of the things that you have been saying a lot is, Carlette, I am really happy.
Oh, yes. Yes, I truly can say this Christmas. I believe, the happiest I've ever been in my lifetime.
And what do you think that's attributed to?
I think it's contributed to content, to really learning how to be like what you just said with Paul. You know, we've seen bad times, we've seen good times, but at the end of the day, you know, we've got God, we've got each other, we love each other, we love our family, we're happy, we're healthy, we're whole, you know, and that's basically all in this life. You know, material things, you know, they're good to have. There's a lot of things that we have that we're thankful for. We have a lot of gratitude for them. But to have each other, you know, and like I was telling Deuce in the boat the other day, you know, this is the type, this time right here is what he'll be telling his kids about. And this is the type of day is he'll be able to look back on it and say, man, it was a rainy Christmas. You know, it was raining. It rained all day, but I was with my family all day. And we just had, because that's what we're going to do all day. We're going to hang out all day and just enjoy one another and be happy. And just thank God for this glorious time of year and this just being a very Merry Christmas and we being content right where we are. There is no other place that we would rather be right now than right here.
Absolutely.
This is it.
And you know.
But this type of happiness, I mean, it just doesn't come. It took me years to be
and I was going to say that.
And happy like this. And I don't know what it was about years past because I had a lot. I was happy, I was healthy, I was whole, but I guess I just didn't appreciate it the way that I do now.
And you know what? I was thinking about that because I'm reading this book called Hungry. Dr. Robin Smith is the author of that book, and I think that that whole comes from a hunger, from a sort of a metaphorical hunger where nothing is ever enough, nothing will quench that need. You know, and you said something so powerful. And on this Christmas, I hope that people will really, really engage in what we're saying, because what happens is that many people live their whole lives and we've gotten to this age and we're just now figuring out that it's not the big house. It's not the right car. It's not the right clothes. It's not the right toys that make us happy, but a real sense of finding out who God says we are, finding our real purpose in life and the pursuit of why we're here. And when we got there, and we're still getting there, it's a journey. And you know, and so in the process, it has taken time and toiling and understanding.
Right.
And so this morning we hope to promote in people just that calm and that peace and to know that if you're not where you had hoped to be, that maybe, just maybe, you're right where you're supposed to be.
Absolutely. And I remember, you know, this one song by Michael Franks, and the name of the song was "It Was Here All Along on the Inside." You know, and he said, you know, we could go outside of ourselves just looking for happiness and joy and things, but as he grew up, he realized it was here all. He had it all along on the inside. And Uncle New used to say, "It's an inside job." It's an inside job. Once you're happy on the inside, the outside shows your happiness. And I think we, you know, in all the seeking and searching that we were doing when we were younger, you know, we tried to find joy outside of ourselves and all we got was heartache. You know, no matter how many things, how many cars, houses, you know, no matter how many things we got. And that thing, those things that we were seeking tore a lot of people down.
That's right.
And but for the grace of God, we're still here. And, you know, it really, you know what makes me happy is it doesn't matter what anybody says we should be doing. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks we should be doing. When you're getting it right straight from the Holy Ghost, it just doesn't matter what anybody else say because you're linked up.
Right.
So you can move about doing what you do the way that you do it because you know you're linked up to Him and you know in your knower that you're doing what you're supposed to do. That's wisdom. And it doesn't matter who thinks they know what you're doing because God is not going to give your calling to somebody else.
Absolutely.
He's not going to give it to your preacher. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not going to give it to your mother, to your, he's going to give it to you.
Right.
You know, now those people will come confirm what he's given to you, but he's not giving them your calling.
Absolutely. And I guess the vein of this conversation, DC, is really as we close out another year, you know, people, and we've done it for years. We've gone year in, year out, seeking for all of those things that the world said should make you happy, that society says should make you happy. But when you really, really, really find it, you know, it's like you said, you know that it's been there all along, but you just have to tap in. And so this morning, as we celebrate the birth of Christ with all of the people who are listening, we want people to know that it's all on the inside, that you're seeking something that you already have. And so when you begin to understand that, then you know that you're powerful just the way that you are. And so we want you to really, really take pause this morning and have a very Merry Christmas, and hopefully just be right where you are. And I'm telling you, there is nothing that is more powerful than being okay right where you are. Right where you are. And when you quench that hunger that you thought the things would fill, you thought the cars, you thought the titles, you thought the job would fill, but really it is that spiritual part of yourself that has just been void and missing. And when you feel that with the love of God, then you know that everything that you have sought is possible through the power of God, not through any of your works.
Yes.
But just the power of Him. And that's when real and true happiness really comes.
That was Miss Yvonne Jenkins calling in from Gina, Louisiana, saying Merry Christmas to you and I.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to wish Miss Jenkins a very Merry Christmas as well, down in the big town of Gina, Louisiana. Merry Christmas, Yvonne, and thank you for all that you do in being supportive. And we hope you have a very Merry Christmas, you and your family.
Absolutely. Miss Yvonne Jenkins, Merry Christmas from our family to yours. And you know what? This year, more than anything, DC, we're talking about seeking happiness. But I hope that this year, more than any other year, that this year, 2013, people will become what I am deeming agents of change.
Agents of change.
Yeah, that is going to be.
Well, that sounds just like something that's just.
What?
I mean, that just sounds like something that's going to help folks.
Agents of change. That is going to be part of our mantra, I think, because when you become an agent of change, that means that you give yourself to be able to help change and make the difference, that you are giving what you have of yourself, of your monetary aspects.
Absolutely.
Just giving of yourself to be the change that will help someone else.
Absolutely. And there's so many people out there like Cynthia Wade, Bonita and Victor Scott. You know,
those are agents of change.
Jessica Williams, Yvonne Jenkins, Cedric Williams, Octavia Williams, Dorcas Bernstein, Levi Jones, Kenny Roy from Cheneyville. Thank you, Kenny. You guys have done a lot this year. You know, Teresa Price down in Boyce, Cora Howard, she works over at JCPenney, Sylvia and Anthony Eli, Rose Walston. Can't forget about Rose.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, she is just
cool. Rose has a heart
Merry
of
Christmas,
gold.
Y'all.
Merry Christmas. All of those people that you have named off so far have hearts of gold, and they are true agents of change.
Absolutely. Let's not forget about Evangelist Brenda Strong.
Absolutely. Making
always
that jelly cake.
There. Making that jelly cake yesterday. They gave away clothing.
And food.
They gave away food,
that
toys.
Was Mount Pisgah.
Mount Pisgah. You know, excellent job. You know, listen, you know, Barbara Harrison down in Cottonport.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Barbara. Just agents of change.
Absolutely.
Nikki Allen.
Absolutely.
Monique. going to be seeing her there down there on cookie duty, she says.
Absolutely.
They sent me a picture of the cookie.
They sent you a picture? Is that why you were laughing?
Yeah, that's why.
Well, let's stop and wish Nikki and my mom.
Absolutely.
And my sister, Zelda.
Yeah. Nanny Nay.
Yes. And David
Merry
the
Christmas.
Second. Merry Christmas.
Young Deuce Christmas. Oh, Granny. Grandini.
Yes. They're baking.
Oh, Val. What about Nanny Berta them down there?
Nanny Berta. Alberta Christian and Laura and Rita and Shay.
Go.
My goodness. And Kaylin and.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Rita's kids. And
absolutely.
Nanny Orly Turner down in Bunkie.
Let me just say Merry Christmas to her. Yeah, absolutely. Nanny Orly Turner. Merry Christmas, Nanny. And we can't say Nanny without speaking about my stepmom.
That's right. Barbara Christmas.
Barbara Christmas.
Brenton
Andre. May and Edith, yeah. Down there at the crib.
Yeah.
Brishy. My little brother Drake's in town, too.
Merry
Drake.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to him and Deshaun, mm-hmm. and their kids. You know, Merry Christmas to every. I mean, the list just goes on and on, Carlette. There's so many people. What about, we did say Laura Francisco.
Laura Christian.
Rebecca Francis. Anderson. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Butler and her husband, Alvin. Merry Christmas to you guys. They are agents of change, Carlette.
Agents of change.
Agents of change. Rita Christian Jackson, uh-huh, and her uh-huh. husband, Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you guys. Val, let's not forget about Darlene. I'm over at Sylvia's and her team.
Absolutely. I can only imagine
Merry
what
Christmas.
They're cooking
Jeanette
for Christmas.
Jeanette Carey. Merry Christmas, Jeanette, man. What about Jeanette, Carlette?
Oh, my goodness.
She is definitely an agent for change. If I had a few like her, I might be able to rule the world. She is a worker.
Absolutely. All of the people that you have named off, they were just such.
Nora Clayton.
Oh,
what
my
about
goodness.
Nora? Be unique.
And Nora is not only an agent of change, she is an amazing beautician.
Anitra McCoy. Mm-hmm. Annie Goods. And let's not forget about our girl over there in Natchitoches, Begay. We didn't forget about you, Begay. Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. Hey, and look, we are definitely want to get our basket now. We hadn't forgot about that. Don't think I forgot about it.
And
we'll be down to Natchitoches.
You know what?
Merry Christmas to all of Natchitoches.
All of Natchitoches. All of
that.
Natchitoches.
Big Nack Town. Natchitoches.
And you know what? This is just pure, unadulterated happiness this morning. We haven't had eggnog.
We're freestyling.
Yeah, we haven't had anything this morning but a lot of love and some challenges getting here this morning. But you know what? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing will steal our joy.
We can't let it steal the joy. Merry Christmas to all the church families out there.
Absolutely.
I want to give a big shout out to my folks down there in Cottonport at New Jerusalem.
Is Jerusalem Missionary.
Why I like calling them New Jerusalem?
I don't know.
It just feels
sweet
coming out.
Just runs, it just
Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church in the big town of Cottonport.
Absolutely.
Big shout out to y'all.
And all the churches this year, D.C., that have been agents of change.
Agents of change. Shout out to my other brother, Floyd. Big
uh-huh.
Wild Lord.
Uh-huh. Visiting from Florida. Lots of people in the city. For
Brishy down there. He's. I wonder if he's up.
I wonder.
Call in, Brent. We're going to put you on the radio.
And you know what?
You think
we,
he'll do it?
I don't know.
Get him to call, Andrea.
And you know what? We said this morning we'd like to do something like a radio card. A radio Christmas card where we
a
just.
A radio Christmas card. We're wishing everybody a Merry Christmas from the radio. Hank and Gene, are they in town?
Yes, they are.
Get up, Gene!
And you know what? Gene's
Gene's mother. Gene's
is
mother's
here.
In town.
She's here.
Merry Christmas, Mama Gene.
Mama Gene.
Is in the house.
Yes, indeed.
That's what I'm talking
all
about.
All the way from California.
I wonder if they're up this morning.
I don't know. We'd love to hear from them, a text or something.
Yeah. Let us know you out there, Gene.
Absolutely.
This one's going out to you, Gene.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm going to get the DJ in here. Wow. Wolfman Jack style.
Silent night, Christmas carol, by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, Christmas,
yes, Christmas, my dear,
the time of year
to
to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me,
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas from KYT FM Radio 88.1. Jackie, get up!
There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. Cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center, fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey,
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. I'd like to wish everyone in the OPT network a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. It's December 25th. It's a very, very Merry Christmas. And if you're just getting up and getting your radio turned on, it's 8:26 Central Standard Time, 9:26 Eastern Time. And if you're from California, D.C.
If you're from California and your name is Gladys,
we
and your jeans, mother, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Miss Gladys. We know it's even earlier, really, for you, because you're still on California time.
Boy, I bet you she's over there nice and toasty over that Jean and Hank place.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, they got it Christmassy over there, buddy.
Miss Gladys, we want to take this opportunity to welcome you to the official OPT network. You know what? We love your kids very much, Hank and Jean Williams.
Yeah.
And we hope that you guys are having a very, very Merry Christmas. And we know that you are.
Absolutely.
Welcome home, Miss Gladys. Twin Cities, Alexandria, Pineville. We wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. We're getting your texts. We're getting your emails, your phone calls.
Yes.
And you know what? This year, this new year, 2013, D.C., we want to encourage people to be what we're calling agents of change. Because, you know, we say it every single day. Change starts with you and it starts with me. And as we're talking about Hank and Jean Williams, D.C., they, too, are agents of change. They are people that are always on the front lines of giving back and being the change that they want to see in their city, in their community, in their state, and in their world. And you know what? This new year, more than anything, one of our main goals is to cultivate people who are givers and to encourage people that you cannot, God will not allow you to outgive him, no matter how hard you're trying. So this year, if this was not your year to volunteer, to be an agent of change, to give, whatever it is that maybe you didn't do that you were supposed to do, we're going to encourage you more often than you can imagine. Because sometimes giving back and volunteering and being obedient, DC, is directly connected to that thing that you're believing for.
Absolutely.
For your goals, your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations for the future. Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to invest in that. And sometimes it's not just investing in yourself, but it's investing in others.
Yes, indeed.
And we say it all the time, what we make happen for others, we absolutely understand that God will make those very things happen to us. And so we understand by watering other people, by celebrating you and your goals and your dreams and your businesses and the things that you're doing, your events, your community activities, things that you are doing to be the change, when we celebrate that, when we share in that, we are simply adding water to you, because we know that on the other side, we will in turn be watered. And so isn't that what Christmas is really about? It is about gratitude and giving and loving right where you are.
Absolutely.
And we've got a lot of people that have traveled into our great cities, into the cities of Pineville, Alexandria, and all of the surrounding areas from all parts of the country, literally. And you're spending time with your families, and a lot of people, this is one of the only times of the year that they get home to be with family. And you know what? We're saying make the best. Make the best out of this year's Christmas, because what we have come to understand is that nothing, not this day, not this moment, not this hour, is promised to anyone. And we have seen some really, really major catastrophic tragedies in our world. And even though they didn't happen next door to us, maybe, we still felt the brunt of what America felt in hurt and pain and loss. And there are people this morning that are trying to pull themselves together because someone that they love is not here. And so for those people that have family, that have friends,
absolutely,
we say to them this morning, DC, this is the time for embrace, and this is the time for caring and sharing.
Yes, it is, Corlette. And let me just stop and say Merry Christmas to my mother, Mildred Sweezy.
Absolutely. And Big G.
Big G and her sister, Lillian Wilson.
Ma.
Merry Christmas, Ma and Donnie over there on Ash Street in Bunky.
Merry
Christmas.
Absolutely. And there's so many people that we want to wish
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Because you know what? We will not be probably traveling around in the weather, and probably a lot of people, it's going to keep a lot of people maybe from traveling from house to house, maybe like you might do ordinarily because of the rain. And then there are going to be those people that are going to venture out. And we want to say to those people to be careful, because there were a lot of wet pockets on the road. And we know that that's when accidents happen. And we want to remind people that you're having your libations, you're having your eggnog, you're having a good time. We want to encourage people not to drink and drive, to keep everyone safe, to enjoy your family and your friends. And if you're having libations at home, have a designated driver. It always helps to make sure that we keep ourselves and others on the road safe, not only at Christmas, but all year round. And so as we were thinking about Christmas and thinking about gratitude and thankfulness and thinking about the birth of Christ, I was wondering, DC, if you've had a favorite moment, something that really warms your heart when it comes to Christmas. And he's multitasking.
Say that again.
If there's something that comes to your heart about Christmas that is just special for you.
Wow. Oh, man, Carlette, I tell you, it really does my heart well to be able to be with my family, happy, healthy, whole, and be able to spend the kind of time that we're going to spend together. We're going to have a really good time sharing our time with family. And, man, we're going to be eating some good food.
Some good food.
We're going to be eating some good food. You know, Nana and Nikki are over there putting together cookies. Granny done put some pies together. Big Granny sent over some cornbread dressing that's to kill for.
And a pie.
I'll choke a man to death by something.
But so, DC, how is this Christmas? How is this Christmas different for you?
Not a good man.
No, how is this Christmas different?
Man, this Christmas is different for me, Corlette, because it is, you know why it's so special to me right now? I'm not missing anything. I'm taking in everything. I'm taking in all the moments. I'm taking in all the sights, the sounds.
The smells.
Everything. I'm seeing everything. I'm not missing anything. And it's just a joy. It really is a joyous Christmas.
And so years past, you feel like you've missed a lot.
Oh, I missed so much, Corlette. I mean, there were things happening around me that I just didn't appreciate. You know what I'm saying?
And so a lot was missing. And for a lot of people, we don't want you to live with regret, missing things that were right there, missing family, you know, because of pettiness, because of whatever. You know, this is the only life, the only time that we have, and we've got to learn to cherish that, and we've got to learn to embrace the moment and embrace the time that we have. And when we do that, I think that you live fully in that moment. And so DC is on the phone, and he is bringing up, who are we bringing up?
I'm about to bring up my old roommate from college, Curly Kelly, who is from Opelousas. He's from over there on the hill,
on
the Lonesome Street. If y'all are listening in Opelousas right now, got one of your native sons right now. Curly, Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas to you and Ms. Bell.
he said Merry Christmas to you and Ms. Bell.
Curly, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Tell us where you're calling us from this morning.
Right now I'm calling from Frisco, Texas, which is home for me now. But I'd love to wish everyone in Opelousas, Louisiana, all my family and friends a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Well, who are you talking about? Barbara? You're talking about your sister Barbara?
I'm talking about Barbara Lewis, Mary Ann, Washington.
Shout them out, Curly.
Washington. Ronald Johnson, Larry Johnson, you know, all of my family back home in Opelousas. So I just want to let you guys know that I love you and I'm thinking about you. And I hope you guys have a great day wherever you are.
Absolutely.
And so,
Curly, before we've got to let you go, what is your family doing this Christmas Day? I know you have small children. We wish Millie a very Merry Christmas. How are you guys celebrating today?
Well, we're going to celebrate kind of like we used to do back home with my mom, except the family is just a lot smaller because back home it used to be, you know, a lot of kids and grandkids. It was 8 kids and then a bunch of grandkids as well.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're just going to celebrate. It's raining here and it's get temperatures dropping, so it's very cold. So we're just going to spend some time in the house and let the kids open their gifts and enjoy each other's company and eat some good food.
Absolutely. Curly, you know what? We want to take this opportunity to let you know how much we love you and how much we have appreciated your friendship over the years.
That's my boy.
Absolutely. You are, Curly, our brother.
That's my brother right there. He stood in my wedding. He's my roommate in college. We played football together.
Uh-huh.
We've been friends since 1985. Since the day we played in the high school all-star game together, we met in Lafayette in 1985. And we've been friends ever since. Friends ever since.
Absolutely.
That's my boy.
And Lion Brothers as well. You forgetting about
and
that.
And Lion Brothers. I forgot about that. That's my LB. Yeah, we played together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
so, well, look, I wanted to let you and Colette know that you guys have been a viable part of my life. You know, I'm glad you guys have managed to weather these storms and stick together like you have and stay a family with your beautiful son, Deuce. You know, I love you guys. You guys are like my sister and brother, and I wish you guys the best with the show. I understand you guys have been doing a magnificent job with the show, and best wishes to you in the future. And just want to let you guys know that we love you here, you know, Millie and I, and Cameron and Tony and everyone else. We still love you guys and wish you the best.
Absolutely. Let me just take this moment because this – I would be remiss in my duty if I didn't say that we'll probably be seeing Big Cameron Kelly quarterbacking for somebody here. He'll be a senior next year. He plays at Wally High in Texas, and they're looking. He is a standout quarterback, man.
Absolutely,
following in his dad's footsteps.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you know what, Curly? We celebrate. You know that we know that there is no distance in the spirit, and we have wanted to take this moment to send you and your family and Tony and all of the people in Texas a very Merry Christmas via the radio.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it. And like I said, you guys enjoy this beautiful day. I'm not sure how the weather is back Louisiana, but
like
I said, we got some rains and storms here. But hopefully that'll clear out and we can prepare for this new year that we're about to embark on.
Absolutely.
Happy New Year to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Curly.
And I'll be in touch with you, brother.
Okay, brother. Love you.
Love you too, man.
Oh, my
goodness. All right.
Love
you too, Ms. Collette.
Love you too. He can call me Belle. Everybody
call you Ms. Belle.
You can call always.
That's for those that don't know. She's been Miss Christmas for so long. So y'all that don't know, we've been calling her Ms. Belle for years.
For years. And I still answer to it, and I still love it. Curly, thank you so much. And please wish all of the family Merry Christmas from us.
Thank you, Curly.
All right. Tell your family Merry Christmas as well. DC, I know you saw your mom on yesterday, so tell her, you know, that I love her as well.
All right, Curly. Thank you, Papa.
All right.
And you know what? We're taking this opportunity, DC, to wish not only our family and friends, but all of the people in the OPT network a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Who you got next?
I got my boy, Kenny Higgins.
Another angler?
Uh-huh. You know, I wouldn't be catching as many as I'm catching if it wasn't for Kenny. He sent me a text in saying Merry Christmas. I'm giving him a Merry Christmas greeting card over the radio.
Uh-huh.
Crime dog. I used to call him back in the day because he used to wear a trench coat.
Uh-huh.
Not because he was committing crime.
right.
Because, you know, he's a solid fella.
Uh-huh.
You know, him and Ricky was something, boy. But I just want to say Merry Christmas, Kennedy, you and your family, man. And I hope you have, when you come fishing with me next week, a day like we had Friday, Saturday and Sunday, brother, where we caught about 95 fish over 2 days. Horses. Slab-a-dab.
And you know what? I am
Merry Christmas.
I am somewhat grateful for the rain today because I fear had it not rained.
No, I wasn't gonna go.
You weren't gonna go?
No, I'm not gonna let the fishing get me. I'm gonna get the fishing.
All right.
You know.
And you know what? It's just how wonderful was it to hear Curly's voice, you know,
oh,
people that we have been friends with over the years and people that have really come along this journey called life right along with us. And there's nothing like good friends, good food, and good fellowship. Who's that?
That's what Octavia says. She's saying Merry Christmas from Beeham. She's in
Birmingham.
She's listening via the internet. Go ahead, Octavia.
And we want
over in Beeham.
Birmingham.
Merry Christmas in Birmingham. I know she's turning it on. Let your family hear we saying Merry Christmas over there in Beeham.
Absolutely.
From the Christmases.
And you know what, DC? We want to thank all of our listeners from around the country.
Absolutely.
As we have gone and grown, we have acquired listeners literally via the internet, www.onpointcxmas.com, from all
Absolutely.
Across the country.
Yeah, you can listen from anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
And we do have people listening from all over the world, but we just want to say a big shout out to the folks over there in Dallas, my boy Curly and him, man, him and Wash live over there. And that's Brent. You know, Brent lives in
Absolutely.
Grand Prairie, Texas, which is over there.
A lot of listeners in that area. And
my other brother, Keith, too. He lives in Fort Worth, though.
And we can encourage people this morning, if they want to send a radio Christmas card, that they can text you.
Absolutely.
At 318-264-9146.
We'll put it on the radio.
Absolutely. Or.
Who was this?
Or.
Dwayne Bolden from New Orleans.
New Orleans checking in.
D.B. Bolden, another one of my buddies.
Absolutely.
Listening via the internet. Thank you, D.B. Bolden.
Again, the internet
site. I'm going
to
start getting people to call in, and like Curly did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Curly called in. You know, Curly's a broadcaster.
Absolutely.
No problem talking.
Absolutely. www.onpointcxmas.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from my sissy baking cookies this morning.
I wonder if she wants to be on the radio.
I wonder.
Nay, call and say Merry Christmas to somebody.
Girl. I'd love to hear from you.
We'll let you do it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back on point right after this.
Should it treat me nice? All those good old friends, I love you, baby, rest of my life.
Well, let's take this moment to thank Bread of Life Ministry.
Absolutely.
Over there in Oakdale.
Absolutely.
Game changers.
Game changers, agents of change.
Absolutely. Agents of change. Being the change.
You know what? They gave us an incredible donation.
Yes, they did.
As we were raising money to be the change that we'd like to see in our communities. That's Pastors Wiley and Linda Shaw.
And, Corley, let's not forget about the Pine Liner Bass Club.
Oh, my goodness.
The Pine Liner. Merry Christmas to the Pine Liner.
Yeah, the Pine Liners Bass Club came through for us in a huge way. And you know what? One of the things that I didn't share about the walk this past weekend, because it seems like the week is flying by, but one of the things that Miss Dorothy Bradley said to us is that she was also a breast cancer survivor. So we want to send a very Merry Christmas to the Bradley family this morning. They are agents of change, D.C.,
Absolutely.
And they are survivors. They
Absolutely.
Are strong,
are
strong
survivors. Yes, indeed. Merry Christmas, Bradley family.
Absolutely. And may your faith in God see you through. And Merry Christmas to little Sierra Bradley. We hope and pray that she was able to come home for Christmas. You know, we take so many things for granted. And let me tell you something. This year has been just an incredible journey for us that we have met and heard. You have shared your hearts and your stories. And it has been incredible. And that said, we've got somebody else that texted in.
Yes, we do. This is Tanya from Alexandria. And Tanya is wanting to wish her husband and the Lotz family a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Lotz family, from Tanya. All right, Tanya.
Tanya.
I'm talking about.
Good morning.
Tanya stepped up. Merry Christmas, Tanya, to you and your family from here, us here at the OPT Network. 264-9146. Text it in.
Text it in. We'd love to get your texts. We'd love to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. And we're sending out radio Christmas cards. And you have something else, DC? Boy, the phone is just, it's blowing up with text messages.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, there are so many people that have supported the OPT Network. And we want to send a special radio card, Christmas card, and a special thank you to all of the sponsors who make this journey possible every single day, even on Christmas. We thank all of you for being a part of being agents of change. DC is cracking up.
Well, somebody just sent a text in and said, Merry Christmas. I have a flat tire.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you bring me a spare? Thanks. That must be a joke.
Well.
But I need to know who you are. I would be more than happy to help.
Absolutely.
Because we'll be off the air in 15 minutes.
And this is not a good day to have a flat tire.
It's really not a good day. I mean, I'm laughing, but wow, I'm not laughing. You know, I mean, if that's somebody that really has a flat tire, that's not good. Let's see if we can get out of that.
Absolutely. And so DC's working to see who that might be that is in distress on this Merry Christmas. If you're just joining us this morning, it's 8:47 a.m. Central Standard. It's 9:47 for all of our folks listening on the Eastern time, and we're wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and really helping people to remember what the reason for the season is about. It is about the birth of Christ. It's about what he did for us, and it's about celebrating right where you are and being thankful right where you are, being thankful for the family that you do have, and also honoring the people that have gone home to be with the Lord and knowing that they're maybe not here with us in the physical sense, but they're definitely with us in the spiritual sense. And we know that every year it seems like families seem to lose someone in their family. And it's a tough time of the year for many people. But we want to say in those tough times to be of good cheer and know that God is with you and love the people that are here that are with you. And those are the people that we honor. We honor the people that are right here, right now. And we want to remind you that if you want to send us a text message, you can do so by dialing 318-264-9146. DC is manning the phones for those text messages, and he's on the phone, and he is cracking up over there with somebody on the phone.
This gentleman right here just texted me, and he said it was a joke. Go ahead, sir. What's your name?
My name is Brett.
His name is, and where you calling? Where you at, Brett?
I'm actually in Covington, Louisiana.
He's in Covington. Whoa, the big city of Covington. That's where I play football with Cyril Crutchfield from Covington. Let's see. So you're sending out the text was a joke. Dwayne Bolden sent it to you, and you're sending it out to everybody.
Yeah, it's funny how technology works. I had no idea we're sending it to more than one person.
Isn't that something?
Me and Dwayne are always messing around with each other. If we need each other, we just got to text one another, and that's how it is. That's what it's all about during Christmas time.
That's what it's all about right there, man.
And you know, he never responded to me yet. I'm wondering if he's going to respond to that text message.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to text him when we get off and let him know that the person he texted me, and we put him on the radio.
Well, man, you have a very blessed Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And thank you for calling.
All right, man. Same to you
Merry
as well.
Christmas.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Really fast.
All right, man. Merry Christmas.
All righty. Merry Christmas from all Covington, right. Louisiana.
The big city of Covington checking in.
People checking in from all parts of the state and even outside of the state. And so we want to encourage you that in the last minutes of the show, if you want to send somebody a Christmas card via the radio, if you want to say Merry Christmas, You can send a text at 318-264-9146. You got another one?
Kenny say, let's go fishing after the work. Can't go in all that rain.
But Kenny's an angler, though. He might know how to find him in the rain.
And you're meeting lots of anglers.
He basically, when I first got the boat, he started showing me how to catch. You know, I would not have been able to catch 90 were it not for people like him and Henry Griffin and Uncle Ron and Amos out in Natchez.
Hey, let's say
Merry Christmas, Amos and Barbara.
Amos and Barbara in Natchez, Louisiana.
In Natchez. As a matter of fact, Merry Christmas to the whole town in Natchez, Louisiana. Winfield, Merry Christmas to y'all. Yes, indeed.
What about the big town of Mansoura?
Mansoura. Cheneyville. The Ville.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas down there in the Ville.
Merry
Marksville.
To Bunky.
What about the Marksville folks? We love y'all.
Absolutely. We love you.
Yes, we do.
We love the great
Cottonport.
In Cottonport. Bunky.
B-Town. Oh, at Bunky Town. That's understood.
Uh-huh. What about Ville Platte?
Merry Christmas to the Ville.
Mm-hmm.
Ville Platte down there.
Absolutely.
Who else, Carlette?
Well, there are so many. We've got Jonesboro. We've got
Faraday.
Got Vidalia.
Vidalia, Natchez, Mississippi. We know y'all are listening over there.
Lake Charles. We've got great friends in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
And, you know, Curly already wished everybody in Opelousas and all that surrounding St. Landry Parish.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what about the big town of Morrow?
Morrow.
You know, that's our home folks right there.
Absolutely.
You know, Morrow, Louisiana. Y'all know we love y'all down there.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
And for all of those people that have not been represented, if you send us a text message at 318-264-9146, we're happy to represent your town this morning, wishing you all a very merry, merry Christmas. And I'm going to tell you one thing, DC. Although it is raining, and Curly confirmed that it's raining in Texas, and it's probably raining in a lot of the country this morning.
The Gulf South region. Sure.
And also, a lot of people are getting snow dumped on them this Christmas morning.
Yeah.
But we want to.
White Christmas.
Right. We want to encourage people to be safe and to be whole and to be happy.
Jean!
What do you think Jean's doing? Is she getting her dinner ready? Most people are getting their dinner ready. Jean's stuff is ready. Yeah, that's how she rolls.
Don't mess around. Her and Hank don't play that stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff is
They're ready. Always on point.
That stuff's been ready.
Mm-hmm. I bet she's going to make a big old gumbo for her mom.
Woo, yeah, she's going to put it together for Miss Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
Or Miss Gladys might put it together for her.
Absolutely.
You know, because you know what comes first, the chicken or the egg. I don't know who can cook better over there, man.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. And so we hope that everybody's having a very, very...
Merry Christmas to my cousin, Gilda Ray.
Yeah.
And Amalie.
Uh-huh.
It's my mother's first cousin, boy. That's them Compton women.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my cousin Jackie, the pie lady, Jackie and Shedrick and LeCount. Y'all thought I forgot about y'all. Merry Christmas. Sandy and Meesey and Dorothy and Cheneyville, Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people are just, seems like people are getting rolling, getting a lot of text messages, a lot of phone calls with people waking up to the radio live on Christmas morning, December the 25th.
I think this is the first time Kenny tuned in to us. Kenny, you didn't know we was on the radio, did you, buddy? He probably thought, I pulled a boat with the OPT cruiser.
Oh, okay.
He might say
people
that.
Don't know
the
that.
Guy's just got a truck of his wife. He's got
like
a truck
where they do that
with his wife's picture on it. Where they do that at?
I tell you what.
That's the company vehicle.
I tell you what. You know, the year has just gone by so quickly, and we're embarking upon a new year. And, we're just hoping that this year that people get bigger, better, and stronger and do just as we said, become agents of change.
Happy New Year. Everything here is beautiful.
Boy, are you getting
Merry Christmas for me, man.
Are you getting food drunken already? Are you getting drunken thinking about the food already?
Oh, look, I got Texas. I didn't know.
Okay, well, you got people that are trying to get in.
Merry Christmas from the Christian family, Miss Jackson. Oh, Merry Christmas from the Christian family. That's Miss Jackson.
Rita.
Merry Christmas back to you, Miss Rita Jackson.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and to your entire family.
And to your husband, Jackson.
Mm-hmm. And
Mr. Jackson.
Absolutely. And we called you guys out already. Are y'all just getting up? Are those kids unwrapping all of those presents? Still haven't heard from...
Now, who is this right here? Merry Christmas, Carlette in D.C. May God bless you and yours. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Jesus is indeed the reason for the season.
The every blessed season.
everybody.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. I don't know who you are because you didn't say who your name is, but you know who you are.
Text your name.
Last two numbers in your number is 88. Merry Christmas to you, 88. I'm going to call them 88.
You're going to call them 88. Hey, what about this, DC? The countdown to the new year, to 2013, we're 6 days, 159 hours, 9,544 minutes away from 2013.
Wow.
I tell you.
Woo, this was a fast year, mother.
Yeah, it was a fast year.
Next year is going to be the year.
Is it going to be the year?
The year of all years.
The year of all years.
The year of all years, we're going to dub it. The year of prosperity.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that.
The prosperity year.
The prosperity year.
Just pick it up. Claim it and pick it up.
Absolutely.
Name it, claim it, pick it up.
And you know what?
Pick it up.
You're a mess. You know what? We're believing for some big things this year.
Granny's got that dressing in the oven. Those pies. Granny, we come. Big Jeep. Granny, we come and get them pies. It's almost over. 4 minutes and counting down. I'm ready to eat. Yes. I want to eat some Christmas dinner for breakfast.
And let me tell you what my mom does. That's not good to eat Christmas dinner for breakfast.
Why?
Well, because it's not all probably ready yet. But my mom does an amazing pecan that she puts it in this like
pecan.
Oh my goodness. How do you describe it? Brown sugar?
It is a taffy pecan, I guess you
No,
call
it's
it.
Not toffee. It's a
hard pecan.
It's a hard pecan, but it's so Christmassy and it's so scrumptious.
It's tasty.
And if she could text us what was in those pecans, I wonder what Deuce Christmas is doing. But they are just the most delectable pecans. And you can just sort of eat them by themselves.
I have to get on Deuce Christmas. You know, he probably could have came in here and did a little talking this morning.
He didn't want to talk this morning.
He doesn't really care for these microphones.
No.
I wonder what's up with that. I would have loved to be on the microphone when I was young.
And you know what? I kind of wondered the same thing. No, I wondered the same thing, but I like the fact that at one point I was saying he's shy. He's not shy at all, but at 13 years old,
he likes.
That's right. He knows what he likes, and he's owning his space and his power.
Owning his power to say, thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that. But he's a very happy boy this morning if he is up and awake. And
one Mike Hogg in the family is enough.
And who would that be?
That's understood. I don't want to be impolite.
Okay.
I said it sort of indirectly.
Okay. Well, you know what? We hope that all who have joined the OPT network this morning, we hope that you're having a very merry Christmas. I know that people are getting their dinner ready. And we hope that you've got those pies and cakes in the oven. I know a lot of people are just so industrious that their pies and cakes, DC, are already ready. So that's not a big hill to climb. And you know, I was wondering as we were getting ready for Christmas and everybody was cooking and making their stuff in advance, nobody really wants you to eat anything until Christmas Day. And I'm saying, like, what's up with that? They just want to save everything right for Christmas. They don't really want you to tear into the cakes and the pies until Christmas. So we know a lot of people are getting ready like you to have their Christmas dinner for breakfast.
And that Merry Christmas, yeah. That Merry Christmas shout out came from Sandra Washington in Marksville, Louisiana. Merry Christmas to you, Sandra. And thank you for being the change that you want to see, not just in, I think Sandra did some breast cancer stuff too. I mean, so, you know.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Sandra.
Christmas, Sandra, from the OPT Network.
And thank you for your text messages. Again, you can get those text messages in at 318-264-9146. And we want to take this opportunity to wish every single person that has listened throughout the year, that really encourage us, DC, on our journeys, on our travels. We have had some incredible people to just lift us up in times where, sometimes the wind just kind of got blown out of our sails, and God always had like a ram in the bush to encourage us. We want to thank our family who has supported us in everything that we have done, that has been there for us. On this journey that has just helped to sustain us, and people that just simply say, you know what, we listen to the program, you inspire us, you uplift us, you bring great information. We know, and we give God the glory, and we know it's just grace. And we are just
care.
We are just the agents.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, everybody. From Sean.